Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. What time is it? It's time for war. I love the way he says that. It's funny. That's our voiceover guy. He is funny. He, like, stretched his voice beyond reason for war. Sounds like he just sprained his groin. Exactly. I've got a new commentary that is out across the country this weekend, syndicated by Creators Syndicate in newspapers around the country and conservative websites around the country. And it is titled, Meet the Greatest GOP Salesman in History. So I've been a Republican for a long, long time. I'm only 60 years old, but I'm a true blue Republican for 57 years. It started in 1964 when I was 3 years old in my father's arms in Mount Vernon, New York, handing out campaign flyers for Barry Goldwater. So I think I know a thing or two about the GOP, 57 years as a Republican. Some argument could be made that my hero, Ronald Reagan, is the greatest GOP salesman of all time. Reagan made America prosperous again. He single-handedly turned a generation of young Americans into proud Republicans, and everybody loved Reagan. A strong argument could be made for President Donald J. Trump as the greatest GOP salesman of all time. Trump's a born salesman, showman, and entertainer. All Trump did was pull off the greatest upset in presidential history by beating Hillary Clinton, even though she rigged the election by spying on Trump and his campaign staff. Trump topped that off in 2020 by getting the most votes of any Republican in history, the most votes of any sitting president in history, and the most new votes ever. No president has ever come close to adding 11 million new votes. Today, despite 7 long years of media and social media hatred, slander, brainwashing, and propaganda against him, just days ago, a new Rasmussen poll found Trump winning the 2024 presidential race by a 50-36% landslide over Biden. And speaking of Trump's popularity, so far in the GOP primaries of 2022, Trump's endorsed candidates are 55-0. This isn't the GOP anymore. It's the DJT, the Donald J. Trump Party. Now that's a great salesman. Legendary, epic, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But still, I'd argue Trump isn't the greatest GOP salesman in history. That honor belongs to, drumroll please, Joe Biden. Never has anyone in history done a better job of turning the whole country into Republicans. That could be because in less than 18 months as president, Biden has turned the greatest country in world history into a combination of basket case and dumpster fire. The economy is imploding with negative GDP, over 20% real inflation, personal incomes down by 20%, manufacturing already in recession, worker productivity the lowest since 1947, and the stock market crashing. Went down again today, by the way, and that was, the sixth straight week the markets are down. We're suffering from massive hyperinflation, starting to feel a lot like Zimbabwe and the Weimar Republic. The middle class is being destroyed by gas and grocery prices, and it's only getting started. Big cities in the USA under Biden have become no-go zones because of Biden's horrible economy, soft-on-crime policies, and radical Democrat DAs funded by George Soros. Our cities are filled with homeless bums, tent cities, drug needles, poop, pee, unimaginable violent crime rates, and unprecedented retail theft. Because of Biden's insane immigration policies, our border with Mexico is already wide open with millions coming in and about to get much worse on May 23rd. The entire world is coming to America. These are the world's poorest and sickest people, spreading disease and requiring cradle-to-grave welfare. And then there's the crime wave they will bring. Other countries are emptying their prisons to send their worst criminals to the USA. I haven't even mentioned the 1,000-pound elephant in the room, Biden's vaccine mandates. Millions of workers had to be forced vaccinated or lose their jobs, and the result is skyrocketing death and disability rates across the USA. Life insurance companies are in a panic. They report non-COVID deaths up 40% or higher since the vaccine mandate. Worse still, the millennial death rate is up a staggering 84% since vaccines. And if Biden hasn't killed your job with the awful economy, or your income with awful inflation, or literally killed or crippled you with his vaccine mandates, now he's got us on the verge of World War III with Russia threatening nuclear annihilation and China threatening an invasion of Taiwan. The result of this Biden disaster, the latest polls show three remarkable, never-before-imagined developments. Number one, Latinos have moved from lifelong Democrats to a double-digit lead. Can you imagine? Biden's disaster has moved an entire race of people to the GOP in only 18 months. Number two, parents with children under age 18 are now supporting the GOP by a 21-point landslide. Biden has turned liberal mothers into GOP mama bears. Number three, even young people are becoming Republicans. Biden's ratings are now lower among young Americans than any other age group. Stunning development. Yes, Trump is superhuman. The man is unstoppable, a bull in a china shop. But still, the greatest GOP salesman in history award has to go to Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe. You're the best. You've turned the whole country Republican red. No one has ever done it better than you. That's my column that comes out this weekend. Meet the greatest GOP salesman in history. And no sooner than I write it, this comes out, just, and I picked this up minutes ago, Democrats continue shedding Hispanic voters as party goes woke and broke. Historically, most Hispanic voters have voted Democrat, which is why Joe Biden's regime has essentially opened up the U.S.-Mexico border to let in a flood of mostly Latin American migrants they hope to someday legalize. But the reality is the Democrat Party is being increasingly led by woke lunatics and economic illiterates whose policies are costing them Hispanic voters by the day. If mostly socially conservative Hispanics aren't leaving Democrats because of their genderless woke nonsense, they're fleeing to the GOP because Bidenflation, meaning Joe Biden's inflation, is wrecking their households, as Reuters reported this week. Ricardo Aguilar sits near his two taco trucks and laments the soaring cost of tomatoes, onions, meat, and cilantro, which have doubled in price in recent months, hammering his Phoenix-based catering business. Aguilar usually votes for the Democrat Party, but with inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, he has a stark warning for Democrats as they try to keep control of Congress in November's elections. If the Republican Party has something better to offer us, I will vote Republican, Aguilar told Newswire, adding he believes Republican lawmakers and leaders are better economic managers whose policies will begin to lower inflation. Aguilar runs Tamales and Tacos Puebla from the heavily Hispanic Alhambra neighborhood. Their talk of skyrocketing food and fuel prices, as well as for a range of other common-use commodities, is beginning to dominate conversations, Reuters noted. The Newswire also reported that of 35 Hispanics who spoke to Reuters in two toss-up races in Arizona and Colorado, 20 of them said they're thinking of switching parties in the fall thanks to never-ending spikes in inflation. According to a recent Axios Ipsos poll, inflation is now the top concern among Hispanics as well as all Americans. Also, a Quinnipiac University poll published on April 13th found just 26% of Hispanic voters approved of Biden's job performance. That's the lowest mark of any demographic. It's just another sign of Democrats long-term losing more Hispanic votes. By the way, they're not mentioning the poll that I saw, which was NPR, National Public Radio, Marist poll, which said there's an 11-point lead among Hispanics for Republicans in the upcoming election. But Danielle Castro-Tobar, 19, from Platteville, Colorado, north of Denver, voted for Biden in 2020. She considers herself a liberal, but she said the prices she and her family are having to pay is making her reconsider support for Democrats. I'm very open to either party now. Meanwhile, the wokeness of Democrats is driving socially conservative Hispanics away from the party. Even Democrat pollsters agree Hispanics have become less dependable to vote Democrat, becoming true swing voters, and the trend to vote Republican is growing, says former Democrat Leticia Munoz, a member of the Executive Committee of the Republican Party of New Mexico. She said more and more Hispanics in her state are switching to the GOP. Why? Radical extremism, While for years Hispanics have voted Democrat, they don't identify with the party or the direction it's going further to the left. And, believe it or not, illegal immigration is driving American Hispanics to the GOP as they become increasingly fed up with open border policies. The crazier the Democrat Party becomes, the more Hispanics it will lose. So, you know what's interesting is, I think the average liberal white person is the most nutty person in America. And the enemy of Republicans is not Hispanics or blacks. It is white liberals. That is the natural enemy of Republicans. The people I went to Columbia University with, and when I tell my story about how communist and radical and wacko and mean-spirited and hateful and racist the people I went to Columbia with were against white people, I tell that story at party after party. And every person I meet has another story just like it. Oh, I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. My daughter went to Brown. You know, my son went to Princeton. And they faced the same thing. They couldn't talk. They couldn't say they're Republicans. They could not say a word because the people around them would spit at them or defecate at them. These people are all crazy. They're all mentally ill. They're wacko. They need a kiss and a hug from mommy and a straitjacket and a rubber room. They need to be in mental institutions for the rest of their lives, the average Democrat. It's one thing to say you're pro-choice. It's another to say forever, till the moment a baby's born. And then it becomes sick in the head to say a week after birth. Are you crazy? What do you mean a week after birth? I wouldn't allow a person to ever kill a puppy. You're going to kill a baby alive out of the mother's womb? Really? You're all murderers. You're insane. You've lost all perspective. You're wacko, you're radical, and you're committing treason. You're traitors to America. Hateful, crazy, Antifa, BLM nutcases. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Keep the faith, baby. MAGA. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779,
or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue.
J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the show. Trying to keep my voice alive with my silver lozengers. You know that I just do so much each day, so I don't get much rest for my voice. But I think this weekend I'll finally get some rest. I'll actually have a chance to rest my voice on Saturday and certainly on Sunday. Looking forward to that. I don't have anything going on. No speeches, no TV interviews, no radio interviews, no nothing this weekend. So that's good. No videos to do. Finally a weekend where I can rest my voice a little bit. So hopefully we'll make a comeback with my voice for next week. Trying to keep it alive with tea, with lemon and honey, and my silver lozenges throughout the entire show. Steals and Deals, LV.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business right here in Vegas. It's blown up huge in Vegas and for Vegas consumers. But now he's expanding it nationwide, and they ship nationwide. His business is called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Stealsanddealslv.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. Stealsanddealslv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Name the product. I don't care what it is, for your home, for your office, for your patio, for your kitchen, for your bedroom, for your living room, for your dining room. For your home office, for your movie theater, for your gym, for your lawn. They have lawn mowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, automotive parts for your car, sporting goods for your gym, treadmills and bikes, baby cribs, wheelchairs, you name it. Stealsanddealslv.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they now ship nationwide. Steals and Deals LV.com online.
or call them 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So when I talk about what Biden is doing to the country, look at this headline. Nationwide baby formula shortage hits shocking levels, sparking panic among parents. At retail locations across the United States, about 40% of the top-selling infant formula products were not in stock for the week ending April 24th. And this is Data Assembly, a company that tracks baby formula stock at more than 11,000 stores nationwide. This is a shocking number, says Ben Reich, CEO of Data Assembly. We've been tracking it over time, and it's going up dramatically. We see these categories being affected by economic conditions more dramatically than others. Drugstore chains like Walgreens and CVS have now announced they will limit how many baby formula products each shopper can purchase at a time. And by the way, the average person just isn't very smart. They can limit you that you can only take, say, two out at a time, and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do if we run out? Well, you walk outside, you get in your car, you close the door, you put the baby formula in the trunk, lock it, go back in the store, buy another two, go outside, put it in the trunk, lock it, go inside, buy another two, go to six other stores and do the same thing three times, six other stores all over your community, and next thing you know, you got 18 baby formula bottles, right? That lasts you a month, whatever. You get my point. You don't have to, when they say limit something, it means nothing. I used to walk in Costco, buy tissues, toilet paper, paper towels, wipies, and you were limited to two, and I'd buy two of each, and then I'd put them in the trunk and walk in again and buy them again. Nobody knows the difference. Or go to a different Costco store on the other side of town. Nobody will ever stop you. There's three of them in Vegas. Go to all three. In one day, you got all your paper towels, tissues, toilet paper, and wipies for the next 6 months. The average person just doesn't. You're all rules followers. Rules are bullspit. Rules are meant to be broken. Rules are for suckers. So don't. It doesn't matter if they say you're limited. Nothing is limited. I can do whatever I want to do. You just can't bring eight up to the register if they say it's a limited two. But you leave, you go back in, you get another two. You leave, you go back in, you get another two. Am I the only rule breaker in the world? Is everybody else like a sheep? Do you see what listening to government has done to you? They made you get the vaccine. Was that a smart move? Well, everybody's dropping dead from the vaccine. Everybody's crippled from the vaccine. Everybody's got physical problems from the vaccine. They masked you. The mask didn't work. They did nothing for you except cut your oxygen off and stick a dirty, filthy diaper on your face all day long and make you inhale the most disgusting, noxious poison fumes possible. They locked you down. It achieved absolutely nothing except it made you bankrupt or cost you your job or shut down your business, but it did nothing for the virus. If you ever listen to government again, you're a moron.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is looking into 109 cases of hepatitis in American children that spans across 25 states and territories. CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases Jay Butler says the illnesses have been severe.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized, 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Butler says 5 children have died from the illness. The April jobs report shows the nation's economy added 428,000 new jobs in April, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Stocks ending the week on a down note, losing 98 points. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allen Root. Right now we got a great guest, Phil Klein, former Attorney General of Kansas. Amistad Project, he's the founder of it, very impressive, and a law professor at Liberty University. Great credentials, and always great to talk to you. Phil, how are you?
I'm well, Wayne. Great to be with you, sir.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about voter fraud. You know, the 2000 Mules came out. I want to talk to you about two topics today. Number one, voter fraud. Number two, this Supreme Court leak. And I'm telling you, I believe, and I read this commentary on the show yesterday, I believe the Supreme Court leak is tied to 2000 Mules. It just couldn't be a coincidence that this movie was coming out, and at the exact moment it was coming out, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt massive fraud, election rigged, election stolen by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules. At that moment, they put out the leak of Roe versus Wade, which changes everything. Every headline in America is now about abortion and a woman's right to choose and Roe versus Wade. I believe they leaked it to motivate their voters who were in a doldrum and were never going to come out and vote and change the message of the election. And also they figured the perfect day to leak it to drown out the film that proves there's voter fraud. Your thoughts on what I just said?
Well, certainly, we know for certain that the Democratic Party wanted to change the narrative away from
right.
botched Afghanistan, away from botched foreign policy, away from inflation, away from all of the COVID mistakes that they've made.
Open borders.
Away from, open borders, the economy. And so they needed this, and certainly they have orchestrated it. And now what you're going to see, Wayne, which just watch. You're going to see the authors, which is frightening, of the truth ministry in government engage in the most aggressive disinformation campaign to the American public about the impact of reversing Roe. They are already saying, the president said, that the MAGA movement is the most extreme in U.S. history. I don't know if he's read history. He's certainly been there for most of it, but I don't know if he experienced it, because certainly that is beyond hyperbole. And now they're talking about you're going to see people take away interracial marriage. That's a lie. So they're going to engage in some of the greatest disinformation we've ever seen over the next several months as it relates
to you know, hey, Phil, Saul Alinsky wrote that book, Rules for Radicals, and I'm a student of it. And I read it to know what the enemy thinks, right? And one of the main points of Rules for Radicals, which every liberal uses as their playbook, and by the way, I say liberal to be nice. Really, they're all communists, socialists, Marxists, horrible people out to destroy this country, radical people. But one of the main contentions of the book is whatever you see in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They are the most extreme radical America haters ever seen on the political spectrum, the Democrat Party today. And they're accusing us in the MAGA movement, Trump supporters, and Republicans in general of being the most extreme movement ever, because they're looking in the mirror and they're blaming us for what they see. This is classic Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, and it's sad to see that campaigns and political debate has become about fear and false hope, because it's fear that motivates you and it's false hope that motivates you. And you get all of these campaigns that say, look, I'm your savior, which, by the way, is a lie. And additionally, my opponent is a demon, which, by the way, is generally a lie. And rarely do we discuss substance in America. And we
right.
need to get back to discussing substance. I was in the state legislature at a time where I fought with the Democratic Party. I was a conservative Republican. I believed in the Bill of Rights. I fought a lot of the movement that's going on today that restricts speech and restrict those rights. That was back in the 90s, and they were pushing this stuff. But I could dialogue with the other side. We didn't try to cancel each other. We believe that America is strong enough that the world's most powerful Democratic Republican can engage in meaningful and substantive debate, and that strengthened us. And now we've lived through a summer where the left has called violent speech, and now they're calling speech violence in the fall of 2020. It's frightening how they are eroding those basic freedoms to maintain authority through that strategy of fear and false hope and divide. And
I will point out one thing, Phil. You said we all want to cancel each other. Well, we're not doing any canceling. It's only one side canceling.
Yes.
I know I've never tried to cancel anybody's free speech. Matter of fact,
I've been on national radio with a syndicated show all over this country for 6 years, and I keep saying, let's debate. I'm dying to debate. Give me an audience.
Absolutely.
Put me in front of a liberal. Let me debate and name the topic. Over the years, I've named, you know, open borders, Biden, inflation, rigged elections, the COVID vaccine. Let's debate. Nobody ever takes me up on it. They want to silence us. I was canceled for life, banned for life by Twitter, by the way. And on top of that, I'm trying to think of all the other things. Shadow banned horribly at Facebook, might as well be canceled. Nobody can see anything I write at Facebook. And then under Obama, so this is not new, Phil. Under Obama, yes. I endured 4 years of the worst IRS attacks any human being has ever endured. These people are animals. They're out to destroy us, bankrupt us, ruin us, and slander us 24 hours a day. And all I want to do is debate. And they know if they debate Phil Klein or Wayne Root, they will lose every time. So they'd rather ban us from speaking.
Yeah, and that's the strategy of totalitarian and authoritarian governments around the world. You know, it's interesting, Wayne, and I don't think, you know, we now live in an era where our college campuses and our college institutions teach college students that they have the right to not be offended. In other words,
right. You
must silence the speech of those who might offend you. And there's a couple of things I want to say about that. First of all, freedom is a very insecure place in which you should find yourself because you have to be self-responsible. But it is foundational to a democratic republic and the respect for the intrinsic value of every human being that you let them speak. Now, we grew up in a time where if you had a fool, you gave them a platform. And you allowed people to reason against their speech. In fact, and this is rather shocking today, you go back to my high school yearbook, we had a social studies teacher by the name of Poplar. And at that time, there was a lot of race debate back in the 1970s, as there is today. And
Yes. What
Mr. Poplar did, our teacher, is he brought in a black Muslim leader, and he brought in a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
And had them debate in front of us. And I'll tell you what, we all agreed there was foolishness on both sides, that racism was an evil that needed to be eradicated. And that instructor trusted our minds and our hearts to see through the lies. That's America that I grew up in.
That's a great teacher.
Yes, that is a great teacher. You expose people to ideas so that they can then develop the arguments against bad ideas that promote injustice. And we need to get back to that. We need to stop this cancel culture
and
invite all to the table.
Let me ask you something as a law professor at Liberty University. So obviously you're a legal expert. So first of all, on the topic of a Department of Misinformation and a Truth Ministry, is that legal in the United States of America?
It depends what they do with it. And here's what I'm afraid of, and I think there needs to be litigation to challenge this. As you know, our Bill of Rights only prohibits government from acting to restrict your free speech. Private citizens can do that, but government cannot. The government shall make no law infringing upon. And so what they're doing to get around that is right now, most of our social media platforms are heavily regulated and in partnership with government. And so what government does is say, you know, we think you need to do this, wink, wink, and if you don't, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer from the tax code, or you're going to suffer from new regulations. So in other words, it really is government action because they're so entangled in working together to suppress speech that I believe that it could be and eventually could be ruled unconstitutional based upon what they do with it. The chill
someone's
on speech
sue.
Is frightening.
Someone's got to sue and take this to the Supreme Court because it's Nazi Germany. I'm Jewish, by the way, and to me, this is Nazi Germany. This is Goebbels.
It's always
this is horrible. Let me ask you one more legal question. Then we got to run.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. So I have one more legal question. So, legal expert, I want to know about the leak at the Supreme Court. Is that a crime that is punishable by a court of law in prison to leak a Supreme Court decision?
Well, let me honestly say, I hope not. The man ought to be fired or the woman ought to be fired, and they ought to have difficulty getting a job. But we're over-criminalizing everything in America. When we were founded as a nation, we had 58 federal crimes, and you know them all. Today, the Congressional Research Service cannot even count the number of federal crimes we have, and you could go to prison for doing something morally right that you did not even know was a violation of a crime. I believe that is unconstitutional and a violation of the Eighth Amendment to put somebody in prison for violating something that they didn't know was a crime. Let me give you one example, and I know our time is short. If your child has a Kool-Aid stand, or your granddaughter or grandson has a Kool-Aid stand, and they have a sign that says, give a hoot, don't pollute, that's a federal crime. Prison time could be
messed
with that.
Because?
Misappropriation of a federal slogan.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable. You know, look.
It's unbelievable.
What's really crazy is I think they put all those laws on the books just to look for Republicans to put in prison. Because Democrats get away with murder and nobody says a word. You could do anything you want if your name is Clinton or Kerry or Biden or Obama. You could steal the country blind in Ukraine or over uranium in Russia or in China. Rob the country blind and no one says a word. But if you're a Republican, you spit on the sidewalk, 20 years in prison, 66 in a 65 zone, you get your car taken away. It's unbelievable how incorrectly the laws are applied to one side with bias. It's very scary. Phil, we're on the run. Great interview. Enjoyed having you. I'm going to call you for my national radio show. I've got to get you on. You're going to become my legal guy from now on. I really enjoyed this. Phil Klein, the founder of the Amistad Project, law professor at Liberty University and a former Kansas Attorney General. If only Phil was Attorney General of the United States. God, please, please, we need him. Thank you, Phil. We'll be right back.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SealsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SealsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Energized Health. Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, we know the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. A couple of emails that I got in the break that I wanted to read to you. First of all, Dave, who's a great fan of the show from Pennsylvania. Dave sent a beautiful picture of his new grandson. And he said, Wayne, we're sitting at home on a miserable, raining Friday with our daughter and 2-month-old grandson and oldest grandson are sitting behind me listening to Root. So they're all sitting around the table listening to the Wayne Root Show. So hello to the entire Herman family from War, Wayne Allyn Root. Love to have you guys in the audience and appreciate you being such wonderful patriots. Here's one from Paul. Paul says, correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne, but my understanding of the big steal, meaning the 2020 election, stolen election, is that only 40,000 votes among three states prevented one of our greatest presidents from serving a second term. 11,000 votes in Arizona, 10,000 votes in Georgia, 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. That's like filling Fenway Park. I imagine the Dow would be around 40,000. We know the border would be secured, inflation near zero, and the world would not be on the edge of World War III. 40,000 votes. Those SOBs belong in jail. If and when Trump returns to the White House, I hope this time he takes no prisoners. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Well, that's correct. I mean, those three states, you reverse them and Trump wins the presidency. That is true. And then Babylon Bee is a very funny website. Every day they've got something hilarious. Today's headline is, Joe Biden repeats false claim that he once had an abortion. Just days after making an accurate fact-based claim that MAGA was the most extreme political organization in American history, Joe Biden fell back into it, and they're being facetious there, obviously. Joe Biden fell back into his habit of making false assertions about his past, claiming that he once had an abortion. Back in around the 1970s when I was, you know, a young single black woman, I had to make a choice between keeping or killing, or killing or keeping the where was I, the dead child, you know, putting food on the table, claimed the real president behind a fake lectern in a fake press room with fake windows on the set of a fake White House. Biden continued, back then I was trucking cross-country while fighting street gangs and marching with Rodney King to protest the Klondike Bar. And to protest the Klondike Bar Klan. I had no choice but to murder my unborn child, molasses. fact-checkers labeled the president's claims as mostly true, then pulled bottles of hard liquor from their desk drawers and drank till the warmth of inebriation gave them fleeting respite from the gaping hollow void that ceaselessly harrowed their souls. Biden has promised to fight hard until every woman has the right to flapjack the waffle iron on a frum diggle, two crap per pressure, just like he did. This man shared misinformation online, so the Ministry of Truth detained him for questioning. Will he stand strong in the face of torture is the question. That's how the story ends. So, Babylon B, very funny. Yeah, abortion. Hunter would have been the target of that one. Maybe that's why Hunter is the way he is. You ever think about it? Failed abortion. Could be. You never know. Never know. He certainly seems to have brain problems, I'll tell you that much. Hunter is one of the most dysfunctional human beings in the history of the United States of America. I've never seen such an extreme dysfunctional human being. And I know there's lots of rich people with dysfunctional kids, but I've never seen one that dysfunctional. That's pretty crazy. About the only thing that tops that is every single time I see someone who is like a man dressed as a woman or a woman dressed as a man, you know, acting like they're the opposite sex of what they are, totally confused sexually and dysfunctional and weird and bizarre, it always turns out that, you know, they're Democrats. And this is the Democrat Party. Weird, strange, bizarre people who don't know what they are. Can't even figure it out if they're a man or a woman. It's so strange. So, I mean, that's even stranger than Hunter. At least Hunter Biden knows he's a guy who likes ladies, right? He's a little extreme in that category, but at least he knows what he likes. But, you know, everything else about the guy is so extreme and so dysfunctional. And that's the Biden family, and that's the Democrat Party, and that's Democrats. Bunch of bizarre people trying to make you believe that their actions and the way they look is normal, and that all of us who are normal and go to church on a Sunday morning and raise our families and have spouses we love, and you know, we're completely clear as to who we are sexually. I'm a man, you're a woman. I'm not confused about that. We're the abnormal ones. That's what they're trying to convince you. And that racism is when a white person tells the truth about crime in a big city. And it's not racism to say, let's preach ideology that white people are all evil and bad, and you should hate white people, and if you're white, you should hate yourself and apologize for being white. No, that's not racist at all. It's very strange. Their entire life is about what Saul Alinsky taught you to do, right? Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. So if you're dysfunctional, call the Republican Party dysfunctional. If you are hateful, call the Republican Party hateful. If you're a criminal, say the Republican Party's corrupt. That's what Democrats do all day long. Liberty Projects, let me mention them real quick on the way out of this segment. Their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They own the Shiloh Ranch outside Las Vegas, which used to be Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and they've repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. We can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help military vets and horses. Help support a great organization. Register at vetsandhorses.com. And if you don't play golf, just give a contribution right there, vetsandhorses.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.